You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about Dungeons & Dragons, a game that turns 50 this year.
The tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons has deep roots in Wisconsin. It was co-created here in Lake Geneva by Gary Gygax. D&D is beloved around the world and played regularly in places like Madison.
It's theater of the mind. You're thinking of things and you're sort of creating the world in your head.
There are like set rules according to the books, but even those can be bent just to like kind of tell the story.
You can just come straight from work, escape whatever you were doing, and hang out and be in a fantasy.
Those are Dungeons & Dragons players who WPR's Anna Marie Yanni talked with at a game shop in Madison, a space that hosts weekly D&D nights.
What I noticed most was the laughter.
I'm having a full-blown panic attack right now.
For a game where you're trying to fight imaginary monsters and keep the character you're playing alive, the mood is light.
It's like a smartphone, actually closer to a brick, yeah.
It's a brick. I love
it. It's a brick.
Yeah.
The Beholder gave us a burn.
But more like
this table of D&D players at Misty Mountain Games in Madison gather every Thursday for a few hours. The game is played with dice, a handbook, and the players' imaginations. Currently, the players are trying to decide how to crack a burner phone that a creature in the game gave them. Their adventure is led by a so-called Dungeon Master, or DM. This table's DM is Samara Kushtib.
An uncountable number of blazing orbs of fire plummet to different points of the city.
The DM sits at the head of the table. They play the monsters. They run the show. It's an adventure with alternate endings, depending on what path the players decide to take or how they roll their many-sided die.
One of which striking the Senate Hall. I need all of you to make a dexterity saving throw, DC 17.
Don't let go of the brick phone.
I can't roll that many dice.
Oh my gosh, so that's a nat one.
When she's DMing, Kushtib works to make sure everyone at the table feels included.
Like, Dungeons & Dragons has kept me, like, feeling like I have a home no matter where I move. Because I was like first in like very eastern Wisconsin, then I was playing a game in like northern Wisconsin, now I'm here in Madison. It's like this is something that always kind of sticks around, is like I can insert myself here and feel like I'm part of a community.
Since the game's launch in 1974, millions of people have played it around the world. It's also featured in Netflix's hit show Stranger Things. At another table, co-organizer Joe Alfano says he was a Stranger Things kid.
I've been playing for 45 of the 50 years it's been around. I started in middle school, literally just down the road.
A few years back, Alfano had a stint in the hospital. The doctor asked him what he wanted to do when he got out.
And I just said, you know, that's what I want to come back to. I've got a community of people. I've got family. I've got friends. Got friends that are like family, and I want to get back to playing with them. And so, yeah, I won't give this up. Never.
Go no farther, he warns, lest this cursed monument overtake you. Only death awaits you in these halls.
Tonight, he's at a table with his 33-year-old son, Nick Alfano, who's DMing.
I was naturally much more shyer as a kid, and then still until I started actually doing Adventure League stuff and then actually DMing, because for the longest time I was just playing. But DMing for a bunch of different people, bunch of strangers, over and over again, really gets you past the whole, you know, public speaking thing.
Nick grew up watching Joe play with his friends in their living room. Then, in middle school, his dad taught him how to play.
Like, there's lots of big in-jokes at this point for how long we've been going on.
It's a wand of paralysis that she had forgotten how to use.
Wow.
It's otherwise been real bad for you.
Magic stick.
Magic stick.
And that's what this game does. For 50 years, it's been bringing friends and family together, strengthening relationships, transforming people, and likely will for years to come.
I'm like, great, I'm just gonna take it off and run it as soon as he's on the board and dialing.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni brought us that story on Dungeons & Dragons in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.